I'm Bill McCann of Dancing Dots, and I'm here to give you an audio presentation of a feature of our Goodfield Braille Music software we call Lime Aloud. Lime Aloud is designed to give you a multi-sensory approach to a musical score. You'll hear verbal cues, and you'll hear musical tones, and on my Braille display, I can feel the equivalent Braille music notation to an arrangement of My Country 'Tis of Thee. Some of you may know it as God Save the Queen. I'm going to just try to let Jaws tell you more than I'm going to say. We'll see how I do. Here we go.
Treble clef 1 flat F major 3 4 time mezzo forte / B moderately My Country / 'Tis of Thee.
So you can see there's a lot of information on that first note. Let's go to the second note.
B2, F4 quarter.
You hear the beat, you hear the pitch, the octave, and the rhythm. So on B2 we have F as the pitch, 4 for the octave, and quarter for the rhythm. Let's go on.
B3, G4 quarter. R2, B1, E4 quarter dotted. B2.5, F4/8, B3, G4 quarter. R3, B1, A4 quarter.
I'm simply using the arrow keys on the numpad to move note by note. Now, I can hold down the control key with the right arrow or 6 on the numpad, and we should hear both soprano and alto.
B2, B3, R4, B1, B3, F4 quarter.
And there the voices unite. We also can move down with a down arrow or 2 on the numpad.
Right hand 2, F4 quarter.
Let's go down to the tenor.
Left hand 1, A3 quarter.
Or left hand 1, the first voice in the left hand.
A3 quarter, R5 beat, B2, A3 beat, R6 beat 1, A3 half dotted.
Or we can hear bass and treble together, bass and tenor together.
A3 half, R7 beat, B2, B3, C, R, B2, B3, R9, B2, B3, R10 beat 1, beat, B3.
So, you get a lot of information. Let's move back to the beginning.
Dialogue, go to bar number 1 and bar 1 beat 1.
We can also listen to the piece in tempo.
Hear dialogue, percent of mark tempo, colon, type and text, right hand 1, right hand 2, left hand 1, 100, left hand 2, enter, MCT.
Okay, so this is a way that we can learn new material. This piece was entered by a sighted person who does not know Braille music. And as I'm going through the piece, and you can hear what's happening, if you were able to look over my shoulder, you would see the equivalent print music on the screen. And as I scroll through the print, the Braille
left hand two, right hand one
is scrolling on my screen. I should say on my Braille display.
B2, F4, B3, G, R2, B1, E4 quarter dotted.
And I can feel on the Braille display the cells that constitute this particular note.
E4 quarter dotted.
That's the dotted quarter E. And I can tell that because the three cells, the octave mark, the quarter note E, and the dot 3 that gives it the dot augmentation dot, they are all blinking up and down. So I'm getting a multi-sensory approach to this, learning this piece. I'd like to show you how I can make a new piece of music with Lime. I'm going to go to File, New.
File menu, New piece dialog, number of measures, type and text, 16, tab, numerator for time signature, type and text, 4.
Let's make it 3-4.
3. Tab, denominator for time signature, type and text, 4, tab, measures per system, tab, systems per page, tab, name for first part and piece, colon, type and text.
Let's call it, let's call it piano.
P-I-A-N-O. tab. First part and piece is a single staff. First part and piece is a grand staff. To change the selection, press up or down arrow. Enter. Piano dash 1. Bar 1 beat 1.
Okay. Now let's set the key.
Key signature dialog. Key for apostrophe piano dash 1 colon 1. Tab sharps to change this. Enter. New piece.
Okay, it's going to be in 1 sharp. And it's in 3-4. Now I can enter notes by playing them on the PC keyboard on the home row. So if I type on the home row, I can play G. G is a G. If I start on the A on the home row, it's like playing a C scale from left to right. And we can shift it up and down. You'll see it's more convenient to play the MIDI keyboard, but when you don't have a MIDI keyboard, having the PC keyboard is very useful. All right, so let's make our little tune here.
Note entry mode half dotted.
I'm going to continue to do things to show you what's possible and not necessarily always tell you what I'm doing, but I can say in general I'm typing on the PC keyboard. And I'm changing the rhythm.
Note entry mode quarter. Note entry mode quarter dotted. Beat 2.5. Note entry mode 8. Beat 3. Note entry mode 16.
Oops.
Note entry mode bar 2. Beat 2. Beat 3. Bar 3. Note entry mode quarter dotted. Beat 2.5. Note entry mode 8. Beat 3.
Still typing.
Note entry mode quarter. Bar 4. Beat 2. Beat 3. Bar 5. Beat 1.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning.
Dialogue. Go to bar 1 and bar 1 beat.
Listen back with the hear dialogue.
Hear dialogue. Enter. New.
Okay, very good. Now let's go move back to measure 5.
Bar 5, beat 1.
Just moved ahead one measure at a time. And now I'm going to use what's called the record dialog to play on my MIDI keyboard. That was just my MIDI keyboard. It's hard to tell. They both sound identical because they're both driving the same sounds. Okay, but this is much simpler now to play the next phrase of this little tune I've composed for the occasion. Okay, Control-R starts me off.
Record dialogue.
I'm going to go back to the beginning.
Dialogue 1 and bar 1 beat 1.
I'm going to give the piece a title, the composer's name, and a tempo indication.
Annotation X title to move enter. Title is type B-I-L-L space P-L-A-Y-S space I space A space double A-L-T-Z space T-E-M-P-O. Bill plays in the waltz tempo. Annotation X title composer enter. Compose com B-I-L-L space M-C-C-A-N-N. Enter Bill McCann. Annotation X. Other symbol. Ornament. Tempo. Enter. Tempo assistant. Dialogue. OK button. Tab. Tempo colon. Press Allegro. Tab. Beat colon combo box. Dotted half. 3 of 7. Half. Dotted half. Tab. Rate colon combo box. 70. 66. Enter. Allegro dotted half note equals 66. New piece. Page 1 of 1.
Okay, now we'll listen back, and the tempo will be closer to what it really should be.
Hear dialogue.
We could go on and add new parts. We could add a left-hand part. We can go back and add dynamics. Ultimately, we can print the music and hand it to the sighted player. We can also go on and launch Goodfeel and create the equivalent Braille score. But at this point, all the music is on the screen in print, and we can also arrow cursor through the Braille. So the Braille is presented on the Braille display. We have the verbal cues from JAWS. We have the musical cues from LIME. If you'd like more information, go to www.dancingdots.com. Follow the link to Goodfeel. There's also a link there for LIME Aloud. We're stressing the LIME Aloud features for blind users, because I'm a blind user and we're using JAWS. But don't forget that many of Goodfeel's users are sighted people whose job it is to prepare Braille music materials. And they do not have to be Braille music specialists in order to create Braille music scores with Goodfeel. They do need to know how to read music and use a Windows computer. So I'm going to quickly launch Goodfeel and finish the job here.
File menu, G, graphics, save LIME, TSE, SIG, and TST, 6.LIMAP, process button to activate, press space, space, Braille destination, Braille editor, but enter, TST, 6.
And now on my Braille display, I have my little composition.
Bill plays Nina Waltz, tempo number.
And you'll hear, those of you who listen to Braille grade 2, you'll notice that that was in grade 2. Bill plays in a waltz tempo.
Bye. Bill, MC, can, blank.
That would be me.
Cable, greater D.
Keyboard,
blank.
We can also make grade 1 for people who only read grade 1 or prefer it, or for foreign languages, non-English languages, for which we don't have grade 2 translation.
Allegro 4 and 7 number, FF number, C4.
There it is, Allegro, dotted half, equals 66.
Space, number.
3, 4. So, there you have it. Now please stay tuned for another audio presentation.